Thanks very much for joining us, Neil. Again, you knew as a manager the importance. You know, the last two games, you know, you've been building a slight momentum. You know, a couple of good draws today. You couldn't really have got up to a better start. But what happened after that? Because that first 10 or 15 minutes, I mean, that was like watching the first couple of games with Neil Reynolds in charge. Certainly slightly similar to when we played at Hereford. You must have been really pleased with the opening 10 or 15 minutes.
It's what we worked on all week. You know, we tried to get three attackers on the pitch. We tried to press high. And I said to the lads at half-time, I've had a go at half-time, I'll tell you that now, because they've gone and done what they wanted to do after 20 minutes. And instead of pressing high, the goal comes from, the full-back has no right to turn there because we don't press as a three up top. He gets down here, gets wrong sides of Billy Sass-Davies to deliver it, all because our press is wrong. And for 20 minutes, our press is right. And all we've worked on is distances between each other, bringing the back three to here, two wing-backs, two, and then releasing the front men and just stopping them from coming out because we knew they'd go long. And we switched off, and then all of a sudden, it's like a stranglehold. We couldn't get back in the game. I didn't have a leader. I didn't have a voice. I had people doing their own jobs in the first half. I said at half-time, I said, I'll give you 5 minutes. And if I don't see you in 5 minutes, I said, you can take it personally if you want. I have to change the clientele because we need to get back in the game. We need to win the game. And, you know, we then go 2-1 down. It's an absolute sucker punch. But my mind's made up, and, you know, I made the changes, and, you know, the changes come off. And then for the last half an hour, we're camped in their half. And deserve the equaliser.
Yeah, well, I think you're right in saying certainly from our perspective up here, watching that second half of the first half, it's clear to see there was no leader on the pitch, there was no one putting the foot on the ball, no one pressing, no one really taking any charge, and the gap was embarrassing a lot of the time because you've got your three front men, as you say, and you want your midfielders to be working alongside with them, helping them out, and having everyone working as a unit, but there was huge gaps.
So no disrespect to anybody that came off because it's a squad thing, but I just said to the lads in the dressing room, it's my fault because I didn't pick him, but the minute I knew Harry Winter was on the pitch, I had a leader. I had somebody who grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck. He's been in indifferent form, he's been full of flu, etc. His attitude's been great. He come on the pitch and I just thought he lifted everybody, and I just thought he got us high up the park and he dragged people through. And sometimes it's not just about how well you pass the ball and how well you know, can hit a 30-yard, 40-yard pass. It's about what you do off the ball. And when Harry came onto the pitch, and no disrespect to anybody else, I just thought he'd give us all a lift. And that's what I've just said to the lads in there. You know, his attitude's been great. And, you know, I don't like singling out individuals, but that presence gave us that lift that we needed.
Well, a player today that didn't have a great deal of shooting opportunities and it didn't go for him, but his work rate and his off the ball, you've mentioned off the ball, his work rate off the ball was absolutely second to none, and he did get his just desserts at the end because he scores a great goal. Kurt Willoughby, it was, we thought, magnificent through the whole game with the work that he did off the ball opposed to on the ball.
Look what he did with 2 minutes to go when he sprinted all the way back. I know he gave the ball away there, but we talk about what you do off the ball and, you know, your recovery runs, and he's gone all the way back in there. He's won the ball and he's gone all the way back up there, and he was outstanding. I think they're all outstanding. I really do. You know, they're going to have in different forms. There was a lot of nerves going into today's games, and, you know, I build it up that we had to win the game. As it happens, everyone's lost and around us, and it's a point game than everybody else. It means that, you know, the unlikely task of going to Telford and probably winning, because people will look at that. It may just be realistic now. It's three games unbeaten. You know, there's goals, there's clean sheets in there. I can't, you know, I know people say you're being optimistic, but I can't stop believing until someone tells me it's mathematically impossible. And I've got to say that to the lads, and the lads believe that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we all talk about how important all of these games are. In terms of your preparation now for Telford, we saw the reaction of the players afterwards. You can see the disappointment in them. And a lot of them haven't played to their best. I've seen them play a lot better the last few weeks. How are you going to approach that game? It's not a place that we go to and often come away with the points.
Ever.
So how are you approaching that game? Coming off the back of this, it wasn't a great performance.
No.
How can we turn that around?
I'm going to go and watch them Tuesday night. So I'll bring back the, you know, the what we need to do in training Wednesday, Thursday. And the lads will be in Tuesday. We know they're a threat. They came down here not so long ago, you know, a couple of months ago, and we were lucky not to get something foul on Alisson, and, you know, they go and score 2-1, and there wasn't a great deal in the game, but I don't think there's a great deal in any games that we're playing. We've shown that in every single game, so we're going to go down there confident, you know, and away from home we kind of play this feelers football, and we try and create that at home as well, but for whatever reason there's a little bit of nervousness around, and we've just got to shrug that off, and we've got to go to Telford now and not look at a league table. You know, like I said, respect the opposition, we'll go there with no fear, and 9 games to go, and I just keep saying to the lads, don't waste a minute because you'll never get this time back. So we'll go to Telford next week with an attacking style of play and don't waste a minute and let's go and see if we can get a result. But, you know, it could have been a lot worse today. As it happens, we've gained a point on everybody and a point might be crucial. Everyone's disappointed we haven't won the game, but that point might be crucial and you never know. You never know. And that's got to be the motto that I've said and listening to the fans coming off. Everyone's saying the same thing. It's three unbeaten.
Well, as you say, at this stage of the season, it's about fine margins. It's about putting an effort in, putting a shift in, working hard and trying to get something out of it. The one thing, certainly, we obviously take an early lead and then we get the equaliser right at the end. But throughout the game, did it frustrate you at all that we just didn't really put enough pressure on the goalkeeper in the respect of actually making him make a real save in the game?
Absolutely, and that's what I said. We stopped pressing high, and we knew the frailties is the defensive back line. So to change what we did for the first 20 minutes of the game, I thought it was going to be a cricket score the way we started, and we got the goal. And you know, you've just got to, you don't get bored of things that work for you. Mm. I said that to lads, don't get bored of doing the right things. And unfortunately, when you go into doing your own things, and I'm not being disrespectful to players now, when you go and do your own things and play individually instead of as a collective shape and what we work on, then things go wrong. And if you stick to the game plan, things go right.
With so many experienced players out on that pitch, though. How are they able to maybe undermine, let's say, the good start to the game, the work rate and everything else that you want and you've planned for? How can they just have that mentality of switching off and just doing their own thing? What is it in it with them then to do that?
They've got experience. It's not that leadership quality is missing. That voice, that person to drag you through games and to organise, and you know, it's missing. It's missing out there. And at times when things are going against you, it's that voice to narrow your distances, to get your shape higher, to start getting playing the football 10, 15 yards, and don't go into your individual A games. And I said that's so crucial to work on. And we've worked so hard in training today. How we nullify Simmons and the 10 coming off him, and everything was great in training, and then we let it happen. And it's so frustrating as a manager. But then you see the second half, the last half, and now it's so pleasing as a manager that, you know, Harry Winter fizzes one over the bar, and then Piers then fizzes one over the bar, and there was chances being created. But listen, I can't be pessimistic. I've just got to be optimistic. I've got to say it's a point gained, and we move on to
and the next. And I think we all agree with that. Were you tempted at half-time to actually make the changes at half-time?
Yeah.
Because obviously when you did make the changes, the impetus was there. Yeah. I thought Bannister and certainly Donoghue were excellent, and obviously the introduction of Harry Winter was really, really good. But again, what stopped you then at half time? You just give the players another 5 or 10 minutes, or does the injury play a part? So you're thinking, right, okay, well, I've got to make the change now for that. Or
we knew we were going to make it on 5 or 6 minutes, but it's what I said at half time. I was trying to get a reaction of some people. Some people have been individually highlighted in the dressing room and needed to be, and some experienced players at that. You know, they needed to come back in and they needed to give a reaction. And you know, it's not fortunate because no one wants to see Dale get injured. But then he forces the matter. And then I thought the other two changes was, you know, sacrifice the third centre half and we'll go with four. But we went with an attacking lineup. We went with three strikers in there. And for whatever reason, it worked for 20, and then it didn't work for the next, you know, for the next 30. So we had to make the changes. But when you've got like Bannister and Donoghue on the bench who can change games, and they have done, then you know they put themselves in the window for next Saturday.
And what's interesting, I suppose, as well, is the fact that you've got the likes of Sharpie. Obviously, he's good in the air. And he's actually delivering balls rather than being in the penalty area in the first half, trying to, you know, create something when you want him there. And the introduction of both Bannister and Donoghue, they're the kind of players that Sharp needs to be in the penalty area getting onto.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the head. I can't say any more. I highlighted the opportunity in the first half, and Piers and Sharp are down here with Danny Morton and Josh Wallen, and we've got one man in the box. And I want Josh Wallen to go and play with Danny Morton. Danny Morton delivers, and then you've got 3 or 4 red shirts going at it. And there are things that people aren't retaining information. Believe it or not, we didn't settle with any of the front threes to be outside the 18-yard box today. But for 25 minutes in the first half, they were only outside the 18-yard box. So as a manager, it's frustrating. But you know, as a player out there, you're chasing the game, you're trying to make things happen, and you go and do that, you become a little bit undisciplined. But that's work in progress. And you know what they haven't done, they haven't given up on each other today, and they've got the point. And you know, I'm delighted with the point. I'm devastated with a woman. I'm delighted with the point at the same time. And, you know, we've got to go to Telford now and do what we've got to do.